This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Authorities have indicted the former head of Chesapeake Energy, Aubrey McClendon, a high-profile figure in the oil and gas industry. He's accused of conspiring to rig bids for the purchase of oil and gas leases in Oklahoma. From Marketplace's Sustainability Desk, Andy Euler's been following the story. Andy, McClendon remains a big deal in the energy sector. Tell me more about him.
Yeah, McClendon actually co-founded Chesapeake in 1989, just 15 years after that company went public in 1993. It was already thought of as one of the more important oil and gas companies in the U.S., in the same sentence as ExxonMobil, like those. McClendon was all in on shale, and he started grabbing up leases as fast as he could. I talked to Gregory Zuckerman, who wrote a book called He wrote a book about this called The Frackers.
Aubrey McClendon is the pioneer of this American energy renaissance. He was on top of the world, and now he's being charged. And it is really surprising that justice is going after him and not the company he led while doing these alleged acts.
And what exactly are these alleged acts?
So the charges say Chesapeake and another large energy company who's unnamed were deciding ahead of time who would win the leases, and then the winning bidder would give part of that land to the other company. McClendon denies all wrongdoing, plus some point out that the competing oil and gas companies often work closely together. Here's Zuckerman again.
The argument is that this happens all the time. But that said, if they, like in other industries, conspired to not pay as high as they could have paid, then there could have been a law that was broken here.
Punishment isn't light for this. McClendon could be looking at 10 years in prison and $1 million for each conviction if it comes to that.
Andrew, thank you very much.